Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. The evil that men do lives after them. The good is oft interred with their bones. So let it be with Caesar. The noble Brutus hath told you Caesar was ambitious. If it were so, it was a grievous fault, and grievously hath Caesar answered it. Here, under leave of Brutus and the rest, for Brutus is an honorable man, so are they all honorable men, come I to speak in Caesar's funeral. He was my friend, faithful and just to me, but Brutus says he was ambitious, and Brutus is an honorable man. He hath brought many captives home to Rome, whose ransom did the general coffers fill. Did this in Caesar seem ambitious, when that the poor have cried, Caesar hath wept? Ambition should be made of sterner stuff. Yet Brutus says he was ambitious, and Brutus is an honorable man. You all did see that on the Lupercal I thrice presented him a kingly crown, which he did thrice refuse. Was this ambition? Yet Brutus says he was ambitious, and sure he is an honorable man. If you have tears, prepare to shed them now. You all do know this mantle. I remember the first time ever Caesar put it on. Was on a summer's evening in his tent. That day he overcame the Nervii. Look, in this place ran Cassius dagger through. See what a rent the envious Casca made. Through this the well-beloved Brutus stabbed, and as he plucked his cursed steel away, mark how the blood of Caesar followed it, as rushing out of doors to be resolved if Brutus so unkindly knocked or no. For Brutus, as you know, was Caesar's angel. Judge, O ye gods, how dearly Caesar loved him. This was the most unkindest cut of all. For when great Caesar saw him stabbed, in gratitude, more strong than traitor's arms, quite vanquished him. Then burst his mighty heart. And in his mantle muffling up his face, even at the foot of Pompey's statue, which all the while ran blood, great Caesar fell. Oh, what a fall was there, my countrymen! Then I and you and all of us fell down, whilst bloody treason flourished over us. Oh, now you weep, and I perceive you feel the dint of pity. These are gracious drops. Kind souls, what? Weep you when you but behold our Caesar's vesture wounded? Look you here. Here is himself, marred, as you see, with traitors. Sweet friends, kind friends, let me not stir you up to such a sudden flood of mutiny. They that have done this deed are wise and honorable, and will no doubt with reason answer you. I am no orator as Brutus is, but as you know me all, a plain, blunt man that loved my friend, I only tell you that which you yourselves do know, show you sweet Caesar's wounds, poor dumb mouths, and bid them speak for me. But were I Brutus, and Brutus Antony, there were an Antony would ruffle up your spirits, and put a tongue in every wound of Caesar, that should move the stones of Rome to rise and mutiny.